Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Do you consider yourself a Bravoholic? Then being a part of Bravo Insider is a must.
Bravo Insider is a members-only experience for the biggest of Bravo fans.
Members get new and exciting content every month, like early access to trailers, a chance to win Watch What Happens Live tickets, and something we're all excited about, latest updates on BravoCon.
This month, Andy Cohen sat down to answer your questions about things like Real Housewives reunions, including how he stays neutral during those arguments, when he takes bathroom breaks, and how they select housewives to begin with.
Ooh, I'm going to take a listen. Plus, he talks about baby Ben, the best baby shower gifts he received, and when we can expect Michelle Obama on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, that would be iconic. Let's take a listen.
Linda B. wants to know, how hard is it for you to stay neutral during the women's drama at reunions? It is getting harder. I feel like I jump in. I feel like I used to say absolutely nothing, and now sometimes people say I take sides or I say too much, but I really try to let everyone's voice be heard and try to mediate if I can. Sable L., how often do you take breaks while filming the Housewives reunions? Well, that's a good question. It depends on the city. And, you know, I get very upset because it's a very long day. And, you know, you're sitting with six or seven women and someone invariably has to pee and they're like, I can't hold it anymore. And I'm like, okay, if they go to the bathroom, we're gonna take a break. And then what happens after someone goes to the bathroom is they say, bring glam in. And they want their glam to come in, which means it's going to be like 6 minutes because you will have the stage descended on by literally like 15 glam doing hair and makeup. Like, you just were touched up an hour ago. Like, nothing's happened. We've just been sitting here. Char H, how are the housewives selected? Who decides? It's a mix between the production company, myself, and the executives at Bravo who decide, and they're selected either through, we either have casting directors in each city or we go to the women and we say, do you know anyone? So usually the casting directors find people who actually, you know, oh, I know Tinsley or I know Lisa Rinna, etc. Julie T, if you could have any celebrity be a housewife, who would it be? Chrissy Teigen. Annie E, when will you show Ben the Real Housewives? Will you start with a certain episode or franchise? Annie, it's not happening. I mean, he can find it on his own when he's an adult. But P.S., he's already seen a little. I was watching a cut of OC on my computer and he was like, whoa, are those birds chirping? I'm like, no, it's Kelly Dodd. Linda J, how is Waka doing now that Ben has arrived? Really good. And Ben is fascinated by Waka. Giovanna G, when will you have Michelle Obama on Watch What Happens Live? Giovanna G, ask Michelle Obama. I'm waiting. Alessandra A, after the departures of Vicki Gunvalson and Lisa Vanderpump, who do you think will be the last OG standing? Vicki's not gone. So Vicki is still the last OG. Rapid fire. Favorite item in the clubhouse, the Shotsky. Favorite baby shower gift. Oh my God, Kyle gave me this high chair that's really great. Lisa Rinna gave me a bunny. The Potomac Housewives gave me crazy labels. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. Potomac got the labels. And Camille gave me this really cute outfit that he wore on the cover of People magazine. I said that. Favorite Bravo show to binge watch, All the Housewives. Favorite explosive moment, the one that's about to happen.
Ooh, do you think the other ladies of Beverly Hills were jealous that Baby Ben wore Camille Grammer's outfit on the cover of People Mag?
Wouldn't that be the ultimate plot twist? Baby Ben's outfit becomes the topic of next season?
Be sure to join Bravo Insider via the link in our description for your chance to win free swag and see exclusive content before anyone else.
You won't want to miss your chance to ask the questions to the next Bravo celebrity.
We'll be back with a regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
Talk to you soon. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.